Incendiary Radio on the word Public Broadcasting Network. If you can support the network, please do so. Those of you that are doing well, go ahead and try to send them a few bucks. Keep the network on the air. You know, I saw this when I sent it around to a bunch of people. Husband denied transplant for being unvaccinated. Hospital now wants his wife to surrender his organs. They call you while you're sitting next to your dying loved one and they ask if you can have his organs. The widowed wife of a father of five who died after he was denied a kidney transplant by healthcare workers due to his unvaccinated status says the medical system brazenly approached her to inquire about donating his organs before he was even dead. Yeah, they want them unvaccinated freaking organs, don't they? These Satanist freaks. According to the bereaved wife, Megan Harper, the Ontario-based Trillium Gift of Life Network called her to ask it if they could have her husband Garnett's organs back in May as he lay on his deathbed. They call you while you're sitting on your dying, sitting next to your dying loved one and ask you if they can have his organs. She explained the hospital notified her the organ donation network would soon be reaching out to see if she'd be willing to allow them to harvest her husband's organs. The widow highlighted the irony in the network's organ donation request, given that her husband passed away due to not receiving an organ donation. Meanwhile, he wasn't good enough to receive organs from them. I can't describe the feeling. It makes me sick to my stomach. I have to tell you, and I know this is, I think, in Canada, Ontario, but that would make me probably almost go over the edge. I have to be honest. And it wouldn't be a beautiful scene around that hospital. I said I'm not going to be participating in this program as long as people like my husband are not eligible to receive organs that are from the Trillium Network. The gall, Ontario man who was refused an organ transplant due to his vaccine status and later died was asked if his organs could be donated. I tried to offer some education what was going on in this country. I told her that things need to change. By the end of the call, she agreed with me. She said I had no idea, and she would pass her comments on to higher-ups. According to the fundraiser, to help his family cover costs and pursue legal action, as well as to replace the income he would otherwise provide to his family, he died from a stroke after he was in need of a kidney transplant, which he was denied due to his vaccination status. Gosh, you almost wish he would have became an illegal alien and got in here and somewhere. But he was white, so he would have probably got crapped on by this administration. I mean, it's just absolutely, you know, that's the kind of world we live in. That's an encapsulation, a perfect encapsulation. This story, I mean, it makes you just, you know, it makes you wish God would just freaking send the fire, you know, that's promised to us when the earth will melt up in the great heat, the elements, everything will burn up, you know, when God decides it's time. We have got a caller breaking in, Andy in Texas. What's up, man?
Hey, I hate to break in, but I mean, you make some valid point here. So, you know, the hospital system, it's Rockefeller from ground to the top and stuff. And so we know what they're trying to do. So when he did all this stuff, it was all about depopulation. So, of course, you know, you can't cure somebody because that's not good, business model. I want your money, and I want you to come back. And, you know, you go for a wellness. Anyway, what I wanted to get out, it'll be very brief because I don't want to disrupt you too much. When I was in the hospital, I spent 9 days in the hospital 2 years ago during the COVID thing. You know, whatever. I fell down in the middle of the street. I lost all my strength. Boom, boom, boom. I ended up in the hospital. I spent 9 days there. And as soon as you get in the hospital, there's a protocol. Okay. Yeah. It's based on your age. It's based on your age. These guys were giving me Lipitor. They were giving me blood thinner. And they actually gave me 2 shots in my belly for blood clots. And that was within first 5 days.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. You know, I was practicing walking and stuff because I had lost my balance. I was doing all this stuff. These people, they're not here to cure us. They're certainly not here to cure us. They're here to treat us. And they're teaching everybody in the nursing field, the doctor field and all this stuff. This is the only thing you can use right here. And it mostly has to do with pharmaceuticals and stuff. This is all you can do. You can't do anything else. And I just wanted to share that with people. Obviously.
Well, remember the remdesivir, Rundeath is near. I mean, they forced that protocol, uniformity. I mean, it was like everybody in the country was in the military or something. Rundeath is near. That's all you're getting. You're not getting any HCQ. You're not getting any ivermectin. You're not getting anything outside of Fauci and, you know, the NIAID and CDC's little protocols down to the local hospital in Podunk, Kentucky. You're getting Rundeath is near. That's all you're getting.
Well, not only that, they were getting paid money to give you remdesivir because that was what they called the treatment. But they were getting money to put you on a ventilator. And what we're seeing now is that many people who end up on a ventilator, even if you're healthy or whatnot, when you get off the ventilator, you have a tendency to just die or even die on the ventilator. So, look, all we got is a medical system. That's all we got. There's no reality to it. There's no cures. I mean, look what we've been doing. I'll let you go after this because you got business to take care of. But look what we've been doing since 1958. It's chemotherapy and radiation for cancer. And here we are since 1958, all the way up here. And what are they still doing? Chemo, radiation, all this stuff. I mean, they're doing the exact same thing again, and yet they've raised billions of dollars through the time of donations, and they haven't come any closer. And the same thing with muscular dystrophy. Just pick a disease that we send money to all the time. They're not making any progress whatsoever at all. It's a scam.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, man. You take care. Paul in California, what's on your mind, Paul?
Well, I might say, in defense of the hospital, I don't want to come out that way. But
I mean, if you get shot or something, you know, maybe a heart attack, something like acute, you know, they save lives. Don't get me wrong, but when you're talking about, I should have, after we came back from the break, because that clip played. There are people that milk the hospitals, and the hospitals, you know, they have to.
It's almost like you're reading. You might be reading my mind here, but so, you know, I've been very aware of what you call health and nutrition since the '80s when I was in my my mid to late 20s. Okay, and you know, almost everything is self-inflicted. Okay, there isn't really a quote kidney disease unless there's some sort of toxic, you know, chemical you've been exposed to, just similar to quote, you know, COPD. Certainly, diabetes. These are all self-inflicted, and there's really no treatment. In other words, there's really no treatment for COPD except they maybe give you some drugs. You know, diabetes, the same thing, but if you don't need insulin injection. And, you know, when you go, when you see all these people at a dialysis clinic, and the only reason I know is my friend used to take his dad to the dialysis clinic, and, you know, you just see a bunch of fat, stupid people that have self-inflicted, you know, their kidney disease, because, like everything, all the organs are quite sensitive to sugar, and kidneys are one of them. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, you can't live at the hospital. So, yeah, you feel terrible. This woman's homeless. But I can guarantee you, in her life, in her living habits, she gave herself diabetes and she gave herself COPD.
Oh, sure, sure,
and
sure.
All these, yeah, and all these things are known. There's a nutritionist friend of mine. He's quite the mind. You know, he runs a site called Synergistic Nutrition, or you can get to it by Synergistic Universe. And he's got videos up on
Let me interrupt you. Talking about the homeless, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about the dude with the freaking just got out with a shattered hip, and they dump him out of there, or the guy, the old lady. And if you would have saw the video, I was just playing the audio. The old lady was like, I'm talking like middle of winter. They. Laying on the sidewalk in hospital gown still, in the hospital socks, and they threw a cover over the old lady. That's the point that I was trying to make, or the person that was paralyzed.
So again, I saw the video. So before you played the clip, I had seen the video a few days. Yeah. It's been making the rounds.
Yeah.
And obviously, it looks bad. There is a certain element of the population that's not viable. They're going to need to be taken care of. I'm all in favor of having places, homes or whatever, they used to be institutions, where they are taken care of. They should not be forced to live on the street. It's an absurdity in this, you know, wealthy society. So we're all in agreement there, okay?
Yeah.
But again, my experience in life has taught me a number of things, okay? And one of them is this. Is that you absolutely cannot help anybody. They have to help themselves. And all you can do is talk to them or give them advice. But in more cases than not, they will not listen. They will not change. There's a friend of mine right now who's like five or six years younger than me. He's dead. You know, he died probably in his mid to late 50s. Did a lot of drugs when he was younger. Oh, yeah. I used to work with him.
Well, half my friends are dead.
He had the worst habits in the world.
Fentanyl overdoses.
Well, so he would drink soda every day, multiple times a day, sugary corn syrup soda. He would buy these cheap cookies from the dollar store and munch on those all day.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And, of course, sooner or later, his liver just gave out. And that was that. And, of course, it was completely and totally self-inflicted. And what can a hospital or a doctor do for him or anybody like him? Not much.
Yeah, I mean, it's the concept is the same as they're giving people on death row sex change operations in these wacko states like yours. I mean, they're actually I don't know if it's in California, but it's in one of them lib states controlled by libs. Where actually a dude's on death row, scheduled to die, and they're putting him through the gender reassignment baloney. I mean, this is the epitome of lunacy.
My thing is this,
the hospitals are really screwing up by doing this, by taking them just right off their property and then letting somebody lay there. That's why they're paying out these million-dollar judgments. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know if they can be forced to house these people, because it's all
they can't. I'm talking about they need to move them elsewhere off the property, further off, because, see, then people are going to call. And then a news crew is going to show up, and then the hospital's going to get burned. You know what I'm saying? For those that are taking advantage of the hospital, like going to the emergency room because they got a cold. You know what I'm saying? Because that happens all over the place.
Let me mention two things.
All right, I got to get going, man. I appreciate you calling.
Well, let me finish the one thing about the guy with the reversing of the kidney disease, the nutritionist that I said. This is doable. He has helped multiple people reverse their kidney disease and get them off of dialysis. The protocols are pretty well known. And if, you know, that was made known by these hospitals and by this medical system, it would be a good thing. But, of course, they don't do anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you got to look at the people that are like habitual substance abusers too. Like, you know, are you going to give these raging alcoholics a liver transplant? You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And I get it. You know, people that smoke meth all day, are you going to give them a new set of lungs or something of this nature? You know, there has to be some sort of you taking into account of, like you were saying, self-inflicted versus something that just happens to them genetically or something of that nature, you know.
Well, being poor, the only time I've been in a hospital my entire life was food poisoning. That occurred about 12 years ago, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But other than that, you know, we all have the capability to be in good health provided we do the right thing and live the right way. And the hardest lesson to learn is, it's hard enough to save yourself, and it's very difficult to save other people. But, of course, as far as, like you said earlier, catastrophic injury, accidents, and so forth, the medical system is extremely valuable, and they have to treat you.
Yeah, I mean, I've had surgeries of broken arm and so forth. You know, you got to have them there, or if you're somebody on God, you know, God forbid, you get shot or something of this nature, stabbed, you know.
Right, right.
Fall off a roof, you know, something like that. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
All right, man. Take care. Let's see here. I wanted to get to this. This kind of ties in with the CBDC stuff. This is clip 11, Mr. Producer. And they're starting to force some of these crypto outfits out of the game. Let's listen to clip 11.
This is Dabu 7 putting out information here, hoping that people wake up and see what these CBDCs really are. Education is key here, trying to wake up the people around us, friends and family, to get them to see that their privacy is about to go bye-bye with CBDCs. No more buying at the flea market with no one knowing, no more buying at the farmer's market, no more lemonade stand, no more yard sale, no more anything without the government tracking. The CBDCs are now here, globally. They're being rolled out. They've told us here in America that we're going to be amongst the last to see this and witness it. They've told us as much, but when we look around the globe, we can see this being implemented everywhere. We've seen India and China with their talks and everything with the digital currency in their countries. Different parts of Africa, and we've seen rejection out of Africa, like in Nigeria, where a majority of the populace rejected the beast blockchain. We need to do the same. Because that's all these digital currencies are, is they're a trap to enslave all of us. Now, with technology comes great responsibility. And it's all about who runs certain things that makes it what it is. You could have a good person driving a car and it be A-okay. And you could have a bad person turn a car into a weapon and mow a bunch of people down. That is my point. This technology, so to speak, in terms of blockchain and cryptocurrencies and digital currencies, it could be used potentially in a good manner, but it's not. Not in this evil world, in this evil setting. It's pretty clear that this whole thing is being organized by the governments, even Bitcoin, that was built on a hash that was created by the NSA. Some of you need to do your dang homework. And I've warned you, anything and everything out here can be tracked and traced in this digital realm. I don't care how foolproof and bulletproof and how much you've been shilling a coin or whatever. Coinbase just came out and said that the SEC told them to delist every single coin except Bitcoin, their baby. Okay, and the SEC just went after not only Coinbase and Binance, but they just charged the founder of Hex, Richard Hart, with misappropriating millions of dollars. Well, he took in, he raised more than $1 billion for all the shills that were out there shilling Hex. Yeah, and lost all your money. Did you learn a lesson? Because this happens all the time, and you'll see them continue to do so, continue to shill away. So as long as there's scams and money to be made out there, they're going to do it, and people are going to fall for it. And we try to educate folks out there to be sharp and to be aware of what's going on out here in this atmosphere.
All right, you can stop it. Now, I don't know crypto enough, exchange. I don't know about enough about all this Coinbase stuff and all this and Monero. A lot of people push Monero, and a lot of people are Bitcoin loyalists. There's a bunch of stuff that happened with XRP, with court cases, you know, very, very crazy stuff. Now, let's get clip 8 ready, Sam. This WorldCoin creeps, they were doing an interview. Now they're passing around all over the world these orbs. It's a silver orb. And what they do is this orb, it takes, let's just say, an image of your retinal area and does this retinal scan. And this is how you get into the WorldCoin system. Let's go ahead and listen to clip 8.
Today on the show, we have two of the WorldCoin founders, Alex Blania and Sam Altman. Sam, I think this story starts with you. Can you talk about just like the inception of the idea of WorldCoin, where it came from, and what the aha moment about why we need something like WorldCoin in the future?
I started thinking initially that it would be quite powerful if you could have the biggest network, like the biggest financial and identity network imaginable. You could have something truly global, and sort of had no good ideas about how to do that. The first version we started talking about this was something like, well, what if we scan the palm of everybody on Earth? But the reason I was excited about it is as the world sort of heads towards powerful AI systems, I thought that if we could do something to eventually redistribute wealth through some sort of global UBI at scale, or maybe even access to these systems, which would be the most important component of wealth someday, and also be able to verify unique humanness with a different lens on how to preserve privacy, that would be more important as sort of AI advanced.
All right, so now you get the kind of gist of where a bunch of these people are at. Oh, we could have scanned the palm. And if you get into this WorldCoin, just dig into WorldCoin orbs. And super creepy. I mean, these people, so many people have bought into this spirit of Revelation 13, but on the wrong side. There's not enough people that are at war against the image of the beast, the system of the beast, the mark of the beast. There are too many people embracing the wrong side and wanting to perpetuate artificial intelligence, nanotech, robotics, genetic so-called enhancement, all of this stuff tying together towards this end of this age system where, of course, when mankind moves into these realms, then the creator has to smack mankind down. And a lot of times, a lot of people that are caught in the middle of this all have to suffer, unfortunately. And that's where we all are. Because none of us are involved with this crap. I mean, even conservative, like local and county and state governments, are embracing this entire surveillance state mentality. And it's unfortunate because they don't have the foundation based on the founders and privacy and individuality and all of those things. Because, see, they flooded us with so many criminals. And they've created criminals out of our own citizens to the point where these people now have a Hobson's choice. They have to, in order in their minds to maintain any kind of order in society, they have to embrace the Big Brother stuff in their minds to keep, you know, to keep a lid on the chaotic unfolding. It's like this spirit in the air of lawlessness that abounds in the country now, and especially in different parts. There's parts of the country that are as quiet as a church mouse. Out there in the country, people are still decent to each other and so forth and so on. But you get into certain areas, man, the throat slitters are out here, and they're hungry, and they're ravenous wolves, brute beasts, as the Bible says. Just crazy stuff. Let's take Miles in Maine. Greetings. We got Miles. Yeah, you're breaking up, Miles. Hold on. Let's try that again. Go ahead.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, Robert. Yeah, I wanted to disagree a little bit here on the point where this stuff is self-induced, you know. In a good portion of it may be, but you know, we've been tricked into so many things with the corn sweeteners and the aspartame and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
All in terms of them saying, you know, this will, you know, keep the calories down and zero calories and all this other stuff. And people
and
actually
the vaccines,
trying to
the air water food attack. Yeah, the entire system being flooded with toxins and poisons. Yeah, I get where you're going with that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel a lot of this is people just who had maybe the intention of doing the right thing got suckered into the corporate effect, or maybe even the environmental, these things being maybe as much as environmental, like the way they process the foods and different products, like, you know, phenylalanine and MSG and
Another point, Miles, is like here where I live, back in the 40s and 50s, there's a thing called Coldwater Creek, where there was a uranium enrichment facility that nobody knew about over by the airport in St. Louis, and the stuff leaked all into Coldwater Creek, which I used to play in as a kid, and the cancer clusters around North St. Louis County. You can look at Coldwater Creek facts. And you can see that the good old DOD and the shadow government let a bunch of toxins out into the freaking creeks, and all these people get cancer here in St. Louis. So there's part of that too.
Holy smokes! And one I know you're familiar with, the Semper Fi, there is the Camp Lejeune and things like that. So yeah, we're just so played upon with these things. There's no telling where it's coming, 5G, the food processing, or where we're getting this. But, you know, when guys like you and I were kids, you'd see the occasional overweight kid. But, man, I mean, kids were burning it up in the playground and playing 17 games of football after school. And, you know, you just don't see that anymore. So
playing out in the sun all day, every day, and nobody got skin cancer.
Yeah. Shirts off, jumping out on the lake and doing their thing. So, you know, I think a lot of this, too, is environmental. But, my God, they certainly don't have anything good to do with the food. I mean, we've seen that. And then, you know, of course, that with the addition of all these processing plants just all of a sudden evaporating. I mean, what, 150
hundreds.
Of them? Just,
Well,
anyway, Robert,
I didn't mention that either when we were talking about the famine. I was mentioning the fertilizer and I forgot to mention all of the food processing plants that have mysteriously blew up or got on fire or all that good stuff.
No investigations, no. I've never seen that. I mean, what's the insurance company say? Hey, that's okay. Just don't bother looking into it.
Where's the FBI? Where's the FBI?
Everybody, the FBI.
Yeah, local law enforcement, the sheriff's department, your state bureaus of investigation. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody just drew a blank on it. I mean, it's just unbelievable in this thing. Yeah. So, Robert, thank you very much. Always a great show.
All right. Take care, Miles. Great points.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Coming at you. I'm going to try to really crank through some stuff here. Got a lot of stuff here to try to cover in this last half hour. And then, you know, I was thinking about the turbo cancers and all this stuff. We've got the 5G, right? And a lot of people are really, really looking at this amount of energy being poured out of these towers and what it's doing to all of us. The plants, the animals, everything. But let's think, and I've been talking about this the last few weeks. I've mentioned it in passing. And this is from 7.5 years ago. This was pre-COVID. Dead doctors, Nagalase, and vaccines. What's the connection? Now, this is on SOTT.net, Signs of the Times. When the CDC whistleblower story broke in the fall of 2014, the establishment quickly went to work to black it out. Regardless, a government epidemiologist admitted he and his cohorts managed an omitted data in a study to hide a huge increase in autism following MMR vaccination. He then promptly lawyered up with one of the most high-profile whistleblower attorneys money can buy in this country and issued a statement. The whole thing got swept under the rug in what appears to be a purposely overblown Ebola scare and forgotten by many. Fast forward to last summer when a bunch of doctors began turning up dead around the country under mysterious circumstances. Some 12 doctors died within 3 months, and many were found under the suspicious circumstances. And those were all basically naturopathic doctors, okay? And that was on Freedom Outpost and back in 2015, okay? Authorities quickly ruled some of the deaths suicide, seemingly without even really investigating the circumstances, blah, 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 blah. The dead doctors all seem to have one thing in common. They were studying the effects of GCMAF and or Nagalese in regards to cancer patients or links in children with autism. We'll get to exactly those two things. Okay, so one of the more high-profile murders was that of Dr. James Bradstreet, which I covered basically when this was all going down, whose body was discovered floating in a North Carolina river. So he was a renowned physician known for his skepticism of immunizations, particularly MMR, his progressive research, which was raided by the FDA 1 week before his mysterious death. Personally affected by autism, as both his son and stepson were diagnosed with the condition, a significant portion of his work was dedicated to this cause. As Natural News reported, leading up to his death, Dr. Bradstreet was working with a little-known molecule that occurs naturally in the human body, GCMAF, globulin component macrophage activating factor, which is the GC protein after it combines with vitamin D in the body. It has the potential to be a universal cure for cancer. It talks about cancer being a $124 billion industry, probably even more now since the further debauching of the currency. And so it gets into this Nagalase excreted by cancer cells, okay? And it's known to inhibit the body's production of GCMAF. And so it made me really think that whole Nagalase thing and GCMAF. I haven't heard anybody in the research community talking about the amount or the presence of Nagalase in the COVID injections. And I think, you know, those everybody listening, start asking those doctors that when you call into programs and when you send out these emails and be like, okay, well, what happened to the whole Nagalase angle? We got these turbo cancers popping up. What if there's some sort of a high-powered, souped-up Nagalase that's in some of the batches? And so I wanted to get that out to the audience because it popped into my head again the other day. I'm like, because I was thinking about people with these cancers, personally, people in my family. And I'm like, Nagalase, I bet you that these jerks found a way to further weaponize the Nagalase and make it even more deadly to where people are coming up with these stage fours, like boom, 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 skin cancers, whatever, you know. So I think we all, as a collective audience here on RBN, start shooting that stuff to the hosts, and maybe we can get this up into the consciousness one more, because that seems to. And I've been mentioning, I was like, remember all those naturopaths that all got whacked in the years right before COVID came our way? Maybe there's some tie-in here, and so let's get the Nagalase thing going again with up into the consciousness of people in the alternative media here. Missouri Democrat Party openly calls to burn down homes of Trump supporters. Now, this was on the official Twitter of Missouri Democrats' website. And so some guy says, what would you do if this was your next-door neighbor? And it was a guy that had Trump signs all over the house, you know, probably somewhere in rural Missouri. And then the Missouri Democrats, the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need to water. Let the insert your word burn. That would let the MF burn. It's some song from like the 80s. The roof. You know, they sing it in sports games and all this other crap. But this is where we are with political discourse, with the Marxist left that has taken over the Democrat Party. Okay, so some interesting stuff going over here at Israel 365. High-speed rail to bring pilgrims from Saudi Arabia to the Third Temple by 2040. Okay, so they're building a high-speed rail here from the top to the bottom, from Kiryat Shemona to the southern city of Eilat. And it's going to link Israel by train to Saudi Arabia and the Arabian Peninsula. So Netanyahu said they're going to be doing that. They are clearing the way for Messiah and the redemption and blah, 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 blah. A high-speed train is precisely what is needed for Passover when all of Israel is required to bring their sacrifice to the temple. Hashem is preparing the way for the pilgrims to arrive at the temple. So this is all this temple preparations. Kind of fascinating that they're putting this stuff out there in the Israeli media. Okay, Hebrew media claims Christians brought red heifer to Israel to establish Antichrist. So, Channel 12, a Hebrew language news site, published an article on Sunday accusing Prime Minister Netanyahu of allocating resources to a project aimed at building a third temple on the Temple Mount. The article blames Christians for bringing red heifers to Israel. Okay? Now, there's a talk about some of these red heifers coming from the Amish and Mennonite-type communities here in the United States. So they successfully imported 5 red calves in September to Israel from Texas for the purpose of raising them for the biblical commandment. The red heifer was the main component in the biblically mandated process of ritual purification for impurity that results from proximity or contact with a dead body. Okay, and so that's kind of fascinating stuff, this red heifer stuff. The people in the prophecy sector have been talking about this as long as I started getting into kind of the biblical prophecy side of the house. Haifa Church erects metal gates to prevent Jews entering the cave of Elisha. Okay? So there was all these Jews coming in there, and sometimes they were vandalizing the Stella Maris Monastery and the northern port city of Haifa, prompting Christians to take measures to protect the holy site. The Catholic News Agency reported after several attempts last week, intruders managed to infiltrate the outer courtyard of the monastery and disrupt the prayer session taking place, causing fear and anger among the Christian community. All kinds of strange stuff going on there. Kind of fascinating. So some of the stuff breaking on some of the interesting news sites is, so you've got on Slay News, UN expert demands Christians comply with leftist ideology. United Nations expert on sexual orientation has issued a new report demanding that Christians comply with radical leftist ideology. Victor Madrigal Borlos expresses the idea that religious freedom is not incompatible with LGBT ideology. However, a report from the Washington Stand explains that compatibility comes only when faith standards are subservient to the sexual political agenda embraced by LGBT organizations. So it really has to do with kind of taking down the barriers to opposition to pedophilia and that sort of thing. So, you know, we've all seen that this stuff, no limit. Elon Musk says he'll fund lawsuits against employers who fire workers over their Twitter story. So we saw the big thing with the NASCAR guy. He just liked a little meme about George Floyd, and then NASCAR suspends him indefinitely for liking something. Elon Musk condemns New York Times for supporting calls for genocide against whites in South Africa. We know Elon Musk is originally from South Africa. And we all saw this stuff from one of Obama's biographers, told ex-girlfriend he repeatedly fantasizes about making love to men and all this strange stuff. People are trying to say that California Democrats were colluding with the CCP on that bio lab up near Fresno. People are trying to make a connection there that, well, you know, you got all these California Democrats, Ted Lieu, you got Swalwell, and he's getting ridiculed up there with the Fang Fang stuff at his little like town hall type deal. Mitch McConnell's getting heckled for minutes on end when he's doing a public event. So there's a lot of people coming out and really coming after both the corrupt elements of the Republican Party and, of course, the worst of the worst Democrats in California. You got Feinstein. So she just allegedly gives her daughter power of attorney over her, but she's still sitting in the Senate. A lot of people are looking at this like, oh, wait a minute. What's going on here? DeSantis, we're going to go after these third world countries that have become hotbeds of anti-Semitism. So as DeSantis's political aspirations for the presidency seem to be collapsing momentarily, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. They can torpedo and resurrect people into these political positions as they see fit. So, but he's doing all he can to, you know, make his bones with the controllers, right? Let's see here. Top New York City cancer doctor kills herself and her four-month-old baby. I thought this one was very, very strange. Dr. Crystal Cascetta, Italian girl, 40-year-old oncologist at Mount Sinai, shot her infant daughter and then turned the gun on herself Saturday morning, allegedly. Cops and ambulances were called to her home at least twice this summer before she shot dead her baby and took her own life. Her parents were inside the home at the time of the homicide-suicide. So very, very strange stuff there. You'd like to know kind of what's going on. Doctor Coalition sues California Medical Board for insisting white individuals are naturally racist. Two doctors, one black and the other Iranian American, have sued the Medical Board of California for its requirement forcing a continuation of medical education courses that are focused on implicit bias. Just nuts. The stuff being pumped out here into society, this divide and conquer, this racial destabilization operations continue, and they seem to be at a very, very fast clip right now. Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, history repeats itself. Democrats are using tactics of the Marxists of 1917 in Russia to steal America. Well, sure. We've been saying that for how many years on this broadcast? So historical discovery, an election in 1917 forecast the election in 2020. Here are the elements from 103 years ago. Years of preparatory work were spent in misleading and misdirectional propaganda. Contested voting results marred the election's finality and ultimately its dismissal. Claims that the poor were going to be disenfranchised of their votes. The scheduled voting was extended by 2 months. Division, violent slander, and libel were widespread. Delusional, cunning, conniving campaign made unrealistic promises to win the population. Anger and mob violence were deliberately stirred against privilege, possessions, and status. Deceptive claims persuaded the majority they were robbed of their electoral victory. inevitable civil war was sparked at the election's end because Lenin's group failed to win the majority. The dissolution of the old state and the transformation of the new system was promised to lead to true socialism, but it brought history's worst and longest ruling tyrant. And it's a pretty interesting article there. It's on Gateway Pundit from today. So if you're interested now, let's, Mr. Producer, get clip 14 ready, that one that we had to redo due to Rumble being screwed up. Now, I got an article also up from the New American. Boston mayor bans use of fossil fuels in city building projects. In the latest example of climate insanity, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, Chinese, has issued an executive order banning the use of all fossil fuels in new city building projects. The order extends to major renovations of existing city buildings. Wu announced the order on July 31st. So let's go ahead and play that clip 14.
I really believe they rigged it in 2020. And they intend to rig the election every 4 years. And it will get to the point they will have this rigging process down to the city and county level, down to the school board level. They'll have, by the 2030s, they will have total, complete one-party control in every county in this country. It will be over. And that's, like I said yesterday, you will have Chinese citizens moving here in vast numbers, running for Congress, running for governor, running for school board seats, and you won't be able to say anything about it. You'll say, but wait a minute, they're not American citizens. That doesn't matter. The Democrats have now legitimized non-citizens voting. Why can't they run for office? They're police officers now in Illinois. By the 2030s, being an American citizen will no longer be a requirement to be the president of the United States. They'll write a new constitution.
Yes.
Or an amendment.
They'll just write a new constitution.
I mean, they say the current one is racist anyway.
Right. They're ready to do it for
Schwarzenegger. I mean, that argument.
The reason they say that is they're laying the groundwork for getting rid of the constitution. And if you said we can't get rid of, oh, so you're racist. No, I'm not
racist. All
right,
go ahead and stop it.
Well, you want the Constitution.
But think about it. You already got Ted Lieu. You got Michelle Wu. You got all kinds of Chinese people, let's just say, that are not hostile to communism. Okay? You got some Asians here, like Vietnamese and so forth, that are expressly hostile to Marxism and communism. Okay? Even them, you should be look at very, very closely with a magnifying glass. But those that are openly part of this Jacobin Marxist Democratic Party, you know that they're communists. Swalwell, Ted Lieu, Adam Schiff, all these people, open Marxists. I mean, we're very, very close to some crazies. Now, up on Aim for Truth, American Intelligence Media, from August 3rd, people are digging into this Carrie Lake's husband, Jeff Halpern, Jewish guy, connections to the World Economic Forum, allegedly. People are going into the University of Oklahoma. And then they're saying Robert David Steele, University of Oklahoma, James Woolsey came out of Oklahoma, and people are making some kind of very kind of weak connections there. But then they dig kind of into, you know, Carrie Lake and Aim for Truth, if you want to dig into some of that. I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know. But so Anheuser-Busch heir says the ancestors would have rolled over in their graves over this disastrous pro-trans TikTok ad. So Billy Bush, Anheuser-Busch heir Billy Bush, appeared on TMZ Live. So he said his ancestors were freedom-loving and would roll over their graves and so forth. And Billy Bush started Craftig Beer Company. I don't even know if they're still around anymore, but they were around some years back. But basically, this is what sucks being a St. Louisan and seeing what happened. It was almost like an attack, a self-inflicted wound on St. Louis by some of the upper crust of the corporation, some of which is not based in St. Louis. And so the people in St. Louis, the people that work at the brewery are really, really suffering. Now, you can say Bud Light is piss beer. A lot of it's piss beer. You think Coors Light's better than Bud Light? I mean, come on. And so it sucks because it's local. It takes it's a hit on the local economy here. And a lot of people that are totally not in line with the Dylan Mulvaney baloney, they're getting hit financially. And look, we're all getting hit right now financially. How much longer? You know, some of us are getting not close to retirement, but we can see it. And, I mean, they're adding, I don't know how many trillion, a trillion a month now, damn near, in debt. This thing is, we got the pedal to the metal, and we're about to go off the cliff. Like the two female criminals? I can't remember where they just and they killed themselves or whatever, Thelma and Louise or something like that. Anyway, but this is where we're going with the economy, and the Republicans aren't doing a damn thing about it. The Washington generals. Putin bans 5G across Russia, destroys all towers. So it's crazy. There's allegedly a CBDC coming in to Russia, but yet, and this could be fake news, I don't know. This could be coming out of some very, you know, shoddy sources. Okay. So you don't know. You're just seeing this float around. So you don't know if this is real or not. How many of us are in Russia where we're going to see towers getting, you know, are we going to see some footage of the towers getting taken down? You know. Leak Tucker interview shows former Capitol Police chief questioned the deep state's role in January 6th. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, said Stephen Sund to Tucker Carlson. But when you look at the information, it sounds like they were hiding the intelligence. So what in the book, he asks, Courage Under Fire, what did the intelligence community know about the plans of the insurrectionists before the attack? How many of the insurrectionists were the intelligence community there, chief? Why was the request for the National Guard continually denied and so forth and so on? So you've got this police chief doing his thing. Pretty interesting article over on American Thinker, the USA's turn towards communism. Target China by Mike Whitney that got released on August 3rd on UNS.com. Press freedom under fire. Federal judge orders former Fox reporter to reveal sources in controversial FBI case. And that's Catherine Herridge. Kind of fascinating there. So we'll see how this goes. A good article on Christians for Truth. Jews get a taste of their own medicine when Gentiles pretend to be Jews in order to criticize Jews. That was put out on the 2nd. Very, very interesting article on ChristiansForTruth.com. Go ahead and take a look at that one. Everybody take care, and who knows what's going to happen, but things are getting crucial, and we'll see you.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.